Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Feltman, and today I'm doing it solo again. Today, all you get is me. You just get me. But I think that's a pretty good day. So let's run down the line. But before we do that, I definitely want to take a second to give my old high school, the Hayfield Hawks, a standing ovation. Are you kidding me? 32-0, back-to-back regional champions. Come on, man. District champions. 32-0. Did I mention that? So I want to make sure I give a huge shout out to Carlos Poindexter, who, might I add, has agreed to come on the show. We're going to do an interview with the state winning coach here in the near future as soon as he can clear some time up in his schedule. He's in demand. He's in high demand. And he was gracious enough to return our call and agree to an interview. So we're looking forward to doing that. Again, huge shout out to the school, Miss Seftis, who was, I believe, my civics or government teacher way back in the day. She's been there for 50 years, something wild. I don't know. I just threw that number out. But she's always been close to the program. She was there when I was there. And this is her first day championship, and there's pictures of her holding on to that trophy, and it looked pretty emotional. So congratulations to her. That's awesome. The whole staff, my guy David Abella, who I believe is the freshman or JV coach, and was around when, again, I was around. He's been there for a long time, so he's deserved it as well, getting in as part of the Hayfield coaching staff. All of Carlos's coaching staff, congratulations to you guys. You know, I have to say, there's going to be conversations. There's going to be, you know, and the barbershops all along Telegraph Road and throughout, you know, throughout Alexandria of who the best team is. Who's the best Hayfield team? Now, I'm going to be honest. There's been a lot of good players. There's been great players. That have come through Hayfield secondary and have played on that court in the Hawk's Nest. There's too many to name. You know, obviously, I don't want to name them all because I definitely will leave someone out. But let's focus on this team. Before I do that, shout out to EW as well. Mary and his office, they're awesome. Adam Fitzgerald, he's been awesome. Everyone in Hayfield, awesome. So let's get back to the Hawks, though. They got some dogs, man. They got a mob. They got leading them. Wheeler, I believe is his name. One of the most intense young men on the court that I've ever seen. He gets it done. And then you have King down low. Steve Miles thinks is the best player on that team, best player in the area, and I believe he's coming back. I believe this whole Hayfield mob is coming back, minus maybe one player, and it may be Willer. So they got Pratt and a couple other players. I mean, their whole first team was first team all district, which I don't think has ever happened before. But there'll be debates, man. We had a good team. When I was there in 97, 98, there was good teams in the early 90s. There was good teams in the 80s. There was a team in the early 2000s, I believe, that lost to J.J. Redick in the state championship. I want to say that team was led by Chris Cardellis. Could be wrong. Again, I don't want to name drop and get something then wrong. But I believe A.J. and Mike Lee had a mob that competed at a high level for a championship. And then there's kids and there's guys after us directly. Carlos Poindexter had a team, him and some young guns that were out there competing. And after that, but with all that being said, 32-0, state champions, 2021-22 Hayfield Hawks. You know, if there's a debate, I'm here for the debate, but it's pretty hard to deny. 32-0. State champions, they get my vote for the best Hayfield team ever up to this point. So congratulations again, guys. That's awesome. Huge shout out again to Hayfield Secondary. Enjoy it, fellas. Enjoy it. Before we go to commercial, I want to make sure I get the paperwork done. Our podcast, Thick as Threes, is hosted on Anchor and all episodes available on Spotify and some other platforms. So check out wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a search. You'll definitely find us. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Thick as Threes, hashtag still no OnlyFans, and they won't let us on. I don't know why, but, you know, we just want to jump on there to have some fun. Just a different platform to monetize our small little podcast we got going here. But like I said, I'm here by myself today. Shout out to Steve Miles. Shout out to Coach Bobby Terry and, of course, Stanley Allen. We'll be back next week for another live show. Going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back and talk NCAA hoops. Holla.
Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Once again, I am your host, Cornell Felton. And let's get into it. It's Sunday afternoon right now when I'm recording this. Hopefully you guys listen to it tonight. But if not, hopefully you guys listen to it tomorrow morning. Wake up and we can further discuss the March Madness. The games have been amazing this weekend. The last couple of days, games have been crazy. And today is when it starts. The committee will lay out the brackets. Games start on Wednesday. Their first playoff game, four playoff teams, two playoff games, four playoff teams to try to get into the tournament. And the tournament starts Thursday. Party at the crib. That's a little side note. DM me for the invite. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. So that's how that goes. But let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about number one seeds. Predictions, obviously, because I don't know. I'm thinking Gonzaga with that big seven-footer they got down there. Arizona. Haven't seen a lot of Arizona, but they're coming out of that Pac-12. So Kansas and, I don't know, maybe Kentucky. I'm in the room right now. I was watching the Iowa-Purdue game, so I'm not sure how that finished. But when I was in there, Purdue was down by four. So if Purdue wins that, maybe they're a number one seed. If not, they're a number two seed. Duke, I think, is out as far as one seeds. So I guess we'll find out. We'll find out in 30 minutes, my time, as far as recording this, who the number one seeds are. And then some other teams that may make some noise. Purdue, Ivy, he is a great, great player. Duke, you can never count Duke out. Tennessee won today. What else we got? Iowa is coming in hot after that win over Indiana. And let's talk about something for a second. These coaches, and no disrespect, are some of the best coaches in the world, college basketball at least. After the shot the kid at Iowa made yesterday, Indiana had 1.1 second. There was two timeouts called before they inbounded the ball. The play they came up with was throw it to the guy at the foul line and have him turn around and throw it 70 feet. I don't understand that. You have 1.1 second. You can get a better shot than that. It's going to be a desperation shot, but I just feel like you can get a better shot than that, but maybe that's just me. But anyway, you got Kentucky, you got Tennessee. I think I said they won today. UCLA Great game the other day. Maybe it was last weekend. Them versus LSU. I believe LSU just lost their coach too. LSU was probably on the outside looking in. I think he was fired, which is unfortunate for anyone. So you never want to hear that. But great game there by them, UCLA. So I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Let's talk about some of the teams, the smaller teams that may make some noise. My Sanford Bulldogs did not get into the tournament this year, but had an amazing year. So shout out to Sanford Bulldogs. You guys will be back. You guys were looking strong this year. Had a great season. I was following on Twitter, of course. But some smaller teams. Let's see. Who's in? Let me go through. I think Akron. My father, Akron, you know, congratulations, Akron. But everyone knows how I feel about them. But go on and have a great opportunity. But anyway, Norfolk State. Shout out to Roger Felton, Norfolk State. I think they made the tournament and a big win down there in the MEAC. My father will be proud of them. He'll probably have them in his bracket winning the national championship, but that's just how it goes. You know how that goes. Montana State, Longwood, saw that. Delaware, UAB down there in Birmingham. If it can't be the Bulldogs of the Sanford, UAB, shout out to them. Houston. I don't know if Davison made it. I'll have to check that out. Murray State, Bryant. Come on, man. Did anybody watch that game? Craziness. So anything like that, I feel like when stuff like that happens, that's crazy. Going into the tournament, it just gives you this different level of juju, this different level of energy. So look out for them. I'm sure they'll be down there. They'll have to obviously beat somebody good. And Georgia State, I believe, is also in. I think that's the last one I know. But we'll talk about it, like I said, today. And the next 30 minutes it's all going to go down. Also, shout out to the women's tournament as well. I don't know if their bracket, that conversation is today. I think it would have to be. I'm not sure. No disrespect to the women's tournament. That young lady from Iowa that shoots that ball, whoo, she's different. And then you got those two twins out at out in California, Fresno State. Can't think of their names, but huge on TikTok. But they can play, which is the best part. You know, they run around and do silly dances. To me, nothing, no disrespect. But they went on the court. They definitely can ball. So the women's tournament, I'm sure, is going to be exciting as the men's tournament. So shout out to all of them. I think that'll do it. I think that'll do it for me. I just wanted to jump on here really quick, talk to you. Especially give a shout out to the Hayfield Hawks for winning that state championship, running the table, going 32-0. That's awesome. Once again, congratulations, guys. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Carlos Poindexter, the staff over there at Hayfield. They've been awesome as far as their support. So I want to give you guys a standing ovation as well. And Adam, my guy over there. Oh, sorry. Hit that button by mistake. Adam, who has been my point guy over there, working with them, and our company, DMBTs, shout out to them, who has provided them with a few sets of t-shirts. And we're excited and privileged and honored to put together a championship t-shirt for the school. So we're looking forward to doing that. So once again, DMBTs, shameless plug, DMBTs, follow me, DMBTs.com. Check us out. But I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. I hope you guys have a great start to your week. Once again, you guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Thick as Threes. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. I don't do this show by myself. I do it with my three partners, my three brothers, my three homies, Stephen Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course, Stanley Allen. See you next week. Peace.
Oh, thank you.